Mark Levin, Joe Biden a nasty human being who lied his way to power. By Robert Krajicek on October 16, 2020. Mark Levin described Joe Biden as a very nasty human being. While reflecting on the former vice president's decades-long political career on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Levin, author of Unfreedom of the Press, and host of his eponymous radio show, Blaze TV's Levin TV, and Fox News Channel's Life, Liberty, and Levin, contrasted Biden's character and record with those of President Donald Trump. Joe Biden has spent his long career in Washington, D.C., coddling up to segregationists, doing the most awful things as a senator, trying to destroy the families and characters of men who've come up to serve this country, Robert Bork, Clarence Thomas, and others, Levin said. As senator, Biden chaired the Senate Judiciary Committee and led the Democrats' campaign against Republican Supreme Court nominees. Listen. Joe Biden has been accused of rape by Tara Reid. Rape, it's what she's accusing him of, and nobody cares. Meanwhile, anything that is said about the president results in some kind of a criminal investigation, Levin added. Joe Biden is a very nasty human being. He always has been a very nasty human being. He has lied his way into power. He's been a plagiarist. He has cheated on exams in law school. He has stolen words out of Robert Kennedy's mouth. He is a man who is desperate to be president of the United States, and this is his third run, Levin said. A 1987 Associated Press report documented Biden's lies about his academic record. According to the report, Senator Joe Biden claimed during a campaign appearance in New Hampshire last spring that he finished in the top half of his law school class, although records indicate he finished near the bottom. Biden also admitted to plagiarism in 1987. The Washington Post reported at the time, an emotional Senator Joseph R. Biden Jr. D-Dell, yesterday acknowledged he had plagiarized in a paper he submitted while a first-year law student in 1965. But defended his integrity and vowed to remain a candidate for his party's presidential nomination. Levin identified Trump's non-political history as an asset relative to Biden's near-lifelong involvement in politics. He described Trump's Twitter communications as reflective of the president's genuineness. Donald Trump was not desperate to be president of the United States. And he comes out of the private sector, Levin stated. He remains an outsider. He's stirring things up. We need things to be stirred up, and why does he tweet the way he tweets? Because he's one of us, each one of us. Levin continued, I tweet the way he tweets. Many times I talk the way he talks. People may not like it, but he's not one of these rehearsed polished politicians. He is a down-to-earth guy who talks the way that most Americans talk, and he tweets the way most Americans think. I'm just being honest about it, and people may not like it, but so what? And let's look at his policies, Levin said. Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. He has been spectacularly successful, particularly given the fact that they've tried to destroy his presidency even before he became president. And he has a party, the Democrat Party, that is doing everything they can to cripple him. So when you look at the stress he's been under, the attack he's been under, the party that he has faced, right now, he has been a spectacular president. Levin mocked political focus on Trump's tweets as a priority consideration in determining one's vote in the presidential election. To worry about tweets, to me, is so Mickey Mouse. It's so absurd. The house is burning down and I'm worried, did I lock the front door? I don't know if I locked the front door. The house is burning down, Levin concluded. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.